Talk Live. We kick off hour number three, Thursday edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Toll-free number 800-259-9231. As always, you can bring up whatever's on your mind. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site is totally free. We're kicking things off here with a phone call to Mike in Illinois, because this is the show about your calls. Mike, you're on the Amplifier line. What's on your mind, sir?
Hey, guys. This is probably off topic because I'm not listening live right now.
That's okay.
I had a question about like homeowners associations versus like local governments setting rules.
Yeah.
I know that, you know, as a libertarian, I'm totally about contracts and voluntary agreements to certain rules and having to abide by, you know, the punishments that are set by those contracts or whatever. But
right.
I recently had a discussion with a person about the difference in enforcement of those rules between like a voluntary homeowners association and like rules that a local government would set. Because
okay.
in their mind, in both situations, you're voluntarily agreeing to these rules.
But that's not the case.
By living in that.
If somebody brings that up to you, Mike, ask them if they have read the rules. Ask them if they have taken the time, since they're voluntarily agreeing to this set of rules, ask them if they've taken the time to go down to the zoning board and read through all of their rules and regulations.
Okay.
The answer is going to be no. No one in their right mind would ever go and attempt such a task. So if I haven't been presented with the rules, how can it possibly be expected how can I be expected to know what they are? And if I don't know what they are, how can I be expected to have agreed to live by them?
Yeah, but the counter argument that I get to that, and again, I'm playing devil's advocate here,
sure.
is that you know, when I choose to move into a certain town, I have access to go and read the rules, and if I choosing to live there, I'm agreeing to abide by them. You see what I'm saying?
The hubris of these people with guns is that you don't even have to sign their rules to have to abide by them. Whereas a homeowners association, at the very least, you put your pen on a piece of paper and you say, I agree to abide by these rules. Who are these people that think that they can just enforce their rules and jam them down your throat?
Gotcha. All right. I like that one. Can I take it a step further then?
Sure.
Okay, Let's say I put my name on the paper to sign with the homeowners association before I voluntarily entered into a contract.
All right.
And let's say within this homeowners association, there's like some kind of a rulemaking board or whatever. Let's say they like democratically elect to adopt some rule that I don't agree with. Now I have not signed that rule yet. I'm still within the big contract that could be enforced against me.
Well, in that case, yeah, absolutely. And in that case, you've probably signed some sort of a homeowners agreement that specifies that there's a rulemaking board and that you're going to be subject to that rulemaking board's decisions. And if you've signed an agreement like that, I don't feel sorry for you.
Okay.
You're the one that wanted to live in the community with all the rules, and so don't be surprised when the rulemakers make a rule that you don't like.
Gotcha.
In that case, you volunteered into the agreement, which was an open-ended agreement, essentially.
Right.
So be careful
about.
That's
a good response I can use, yeah.
So be careful about what you sign, and always be
sure
to read them first. Thanks, dude. We're losing your cell phone. We really appreciate hearing from you, though. 800-259-9231. If you buy a home, and there's deed restrictions attached to it, it's part of the process of buying the home for you to be given a copy of said deed restriction. So you are informed before you make the purchase as to what exactly it is you're getting into. If you don't like them, don't buy the home. But when I buy a home in a non-deed restricted area, at no point does anyone offer me the zoning regulations through. Oh, here's a copy of the zoning regulations for you to read, since this is what you're getting into. And there's very few places in America that don't have zoning. They do exist. Houston's one of them. There are some smaller towns here and there that don't have zoning boards. Thank goodness for them. But if I want to live somewhere with, you know, a relatively metropolitan area, I have to go in and buy a home there, regardless of whatever the zoning rules are. And as my mom pointed out the other day, and she's a big government person, but as she pointed out, the only way she gets to find out what the zoning rules are is when she violates them. as most people do.
And, you know,
which means they could be anything.
The difference here is that homeowners associations versus zoning rules is cities are much bigger areas, so you have fewer choices. Geographically, the more you allow homeowners associations to take over these roles, the more options that people will have. Options mean competition. Competition, good.
Choice is
no
good.
Competition, bad.
Yep.
Now, this goes farther than being able to park a boat in your driveway. This is the zoning board tells you how you can fix your house.
Sure. They tell.
I'll tell you. I was talking to somebody who installs doors. You have to get a permit to install doors.
That's crazy.
A front door, actually any door to the outside in the town that I live in. And that door must contain, because of the...
is it just the city or is it the county?
It's the county.
Okay.
And it must have, according to the rules that they have, 36 Tapcon screws or some kind of screw attaching it to the house, the area around.
The frame itself, yeah.
Yeah, either the bottom, the top, the side,
yeah.
Some portion, 36. Well, he put in 34.
Oh, my God.
And the inspector caught it and made him come out. And this was a good drive. It was 45 minutes, he said. Mm-hmm. 45-minute drive there to put in two screws and then to go back. Do we really need this?
No.
I mean, the Homeowners Association is not doing that. I mean, if I want to live in a house that has 34 screws instead of 36 screws in the door,
I'll take that risk. Thanks.
Yeah, and if you want to take it to the extreme, if I want to wire my own house for power, it may not be the safest idea. You know, I don't believe in playing with electricity. I don't think it's a hobby. I think you should hire a professional. But if I want to do that, well,
you should be free to.
I'm living in it, and the option, if there wasn't a zoning board, then people wouldn't be so lackadaisical about buying a house and saying, well, it must be okay because the inspectors, they're milling all about. The county is taking care of these things. No, it's not. No, it's not. Then people wouldn't be so lackadaisical, and we would have inspections on electrical. Right. You'd have situations where ABC Electrical says, electrical in this house is great. We certify that it's good. The inspectors aren't doing that. If you find something's wrong, the electrical... Hey, I bought this house last year, and I just found out that the whole back of the house has been wired without a ground in it, and I'm concerned for the safety of my family, and since you guys are in charge here and you're in the inspecting entity, I'd like you to compensate me for rewiring the back of that house.
Hey, let me put you on hold. I'll transfer you to someone who can help you.
Get out of here.
And you'll be on hold forever.
Right. Whereas if some certification company, their reputation's on the line.
Exactly right. The mindset of the people that Mike was talking about, the people that say, well, you signed into the agreement when you came into the area. By coming into the area, you've agreed to abide by all the zoning regulations. The people of that mindset... I think they're just busybodies, aren't they? I mean, they must be people that love the idea of zoning. They love the idea of having a government board tell people how to run their lives and run their property. They just must be absolutely in love with it, because anybody else, anyone who's ever had a run-in with the zoning board, anybody who's ever had a run-in with code enforcement, couldn't possibly say something like that, could they? After having a negative experience with the government.
These are the bureaucrats I hate most, code enforcement. I saw one of the trucks rolling around today. I just wanted to stop and spit on it.
Just useless waste of life. Get a real job and do something productive with your time. Stop telling me what I can have on my property, the property that I supposedly own. Of course, as Eddie in last hour had told us, we don't really own the property. And he's right about that. We don't really own it. What we own is the rights to transfer the titles. We own the right to sell the title to somebody else. We don't actually get to control the property. As you pointed out, at least around here, and it's like this in a lot of places in America, you have to get a permit for anything you want to do outdoors. And if you
own your property, put an attractive large metal sculpture in your front yard and see how that goes. Because you don't own that property, they're going to tell you you can't put it there. And if you continue to bulk, they're going to fine you, and then the fines are going to build up, and then there's going to be penalties for those fines. They'll put a lien on your house,
and
then they'll take the house away from you.
Yep.
All because of some metal sculpture you put in the front yard.
It might take them 10 years.
That you thought was yours.
It might take them 10 years. They'll get to it. 800-259-9231. You know why? Because they've got guns, and they can do whatever the hell they want to. More's on the way. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes the history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Sears has the new air conditioning system you've been looking for. Keep cool with the new Carrier or Kenmore system from a name you can trust. It's time you called Sears at 1-800-269-1400 for a free in-home consultation. Don't forget to ask about our special summer financing offer. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. Licensee information available upon request. Call Sears now for your new cooling system at 1-800-269-1400. That's 1-800-269-1400.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under 600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
So, Janice, where are you and Jim going on vacation this summer?
Definitely somewhere with a beach, though who knows if our feet will even touch the sand.
That reminds me, Janice, have you figured out how to talk to Jim about his problem?
No, I want to, but men can be so sensitive.
Well, it's only going to get worse. Remember, I was going through the same thing with Dan. Then I found Mycocide NS.
What's Mycocide NS?
Mycocide NS kills the germs that can cause fungal infections. It worked great for Dan. He had the worst-looking thick yellow toenails. Now his nails look clear and healthy.
Do I need a prescription?
No, you can get Mycocide NS antifungal treatment in the foot care aisle at any drugstore or major retailer.
And it really worked?
Yep, it worked on me, too. I had some white discolorations on my toe. I just applied Mycocide NS daily. I didn't even have to remove my nail polish.
Sounds easy. I can start planning our beach getaway.
Yeah, Mycocide definitely gave us the confidence to bare our feet again.
Pick up Mycocide NS at drugstores and major retailers. Look for a free bonus gift in each box.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we've got live streams. There's a broadband version of the show there and a dial-up version as well. Both of them are totally free. freetalklive.com. Let's see. Oh, by the way, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. All right, to the phones, to the fun we go. This is the show about your call, so we talk to Kate in Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live on the Amplifier line. Hello, Kate.
Hello. Are you guys familiar with proffers in terms of rezonings for development?
With proffers?
Proffers. What it is down here in Virginia, when they rezone a piece of land for development, these board of supervisors will request proffers. One of them is a fee of anywhere between $9,000 to $12,000 per lot, which is paid at the time of the permit to build the house for quote-unquote infrastructure, you know, like towards schools and roads and things like that.
Wait, so they want $9,000 to $12,000 just to rezone the property?
Up front from the builder, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's due at time of the permit is issued for the house, the structure to be built.
Wow, okay.
On top of that, they will also say, well, if you do this development, you have to widen this road, and you have to, like, put in the drain.
Right.
Well, the other thing is what the developers can do is put the terms and conditions for the homeowners association into the proffers that they submit for their rezoning. So the county can enforce whether you have a boat in your front yard, what color your mailbox is, and things like that.
Let me see if I've got this straight. You're saying
your homeowners association rules are in the proffers submitted to the rezoning,
mm-hmm.
the county can enforce them.
Okay. That doesn't sound like a good thing.
Well, no, not at all.
You know, some homeowners associations, it works that way. I'm not familiar with it working that way in all of them. I've lived in some neighborhoods with homeowners associations, some neighborhoods where the county enforced it.
Why would
didn't.
Someone want to do this? I mean, why would someone who's building a neighborhood and a homeowners association want to allow the government to be involved in enforcing their restrictions? Wouldn't that be slow and inefficient?
So county let them build a few more houses on the piece of land, and then on top of that, the homeowners association doesn't have to pay for somebody to be the nanny.
Got it. So it's part of a negotiation. It's part of a negotiation process. If you let
us
enforce your homeowners restrictions, then we'll let you build a few extra houses, or we'll let you get away with this and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's giving counties jurisdiction over private homeowners associations agreements. That's pretty sick.
Yes. It doesn't happen in all developments, but it does happen in some of them, and it's becoming more popular around this area.
Does it actually say when you buy, if you buy a home in that area, does it tell you that the county's involved in the enforcement?
I don't know.
Mm. Pretty disturbing, Kate.
I found this out as they were approved, because going to a Board of Supervisors meeting in your area is very boring, very painful, and very educational, and that's where we found this out as they were approving various different developments in
very interesting. All the more reason to simply abolish the zoning department altogether. Kate, thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Let's do it. Let's just get rid of the zoning department. Who needs them? I have no interest whatsoever in the zoning bureaucrats.
I've got to say, I feel the same way. I don't think that we have any need for zoning. When it comes down to it, we can handle these things with contracts, homeowners associations.
Yep.
The city of Houston manages to do just fine without zoning. It doesn't make any sense to me. It makes it more difficult on poor people who want to run businesses out of their homes and just can't.
Yeah,
because
we're going to have a guest actually on Saturday's show from Indianapolis, since we have Indy on board for our Saturday show. Her name is, I know I shouldn't be talking about guests in advance, but she seems like she's pretty on the ball. She'll probably be with us. Her name's Miss Ann, and she's a dominatrix.
Oh my!
And she was running a business out of her home, and as you might imagine,
giving people the business, as it were.
We'll find out exactly what she means by dominatrix on Saturday. But as you might imagine, the zoning board didn't take too kindly to that, so she's involved in a knockdown, drag out fight. 800-259-9231. All right, I said that I was going to get to this story. We haven't gotten into it yet. It's right out of Baghdad. Reuters reporting that I mentioned that this is going to be a story that's going to prove to you or give you one example of something that might create a few terrorists, okay? A U.S. military court in Baghdad heard graphic testimony on Monday of how three U.S. soldiers took turns raping a 14-year-old Iraqi girl before murdering her and her family.
Oh, God.
At the hearing into whether four U.S. soldiers should be court-martialed for rape and murder, a special agent described what took place in Mamoudiya in March, based on an interview he had with one of the men, Specialist James Barker. So what you have here, this isn't the Haditha case where everyone's keeping quiet, and we're not, I don't even know what the latest is in that case, but at least everyone was keeping quiet, kind of hush-hush, let's not talk about this. In this case, one of the guys is talking. The fifth involving serious crimes being investigated by the U.S. military in Iraq, has outraged Iraqis.
Well, no duh.
And led Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki to call for a review of foreign troops' immunity from prosecution under Iraqi law. So as a result, the Iraqis are saying, hey, they just raped this girl. Shouldn't we be able to prosecute them?
I mean, if they were in our country, we'd want to prosecute them.
Special Agent Benjamin Bierce recalled that Barker described to him how they put a couple and their six-year-old daughter into a bedroom of their home, but kept the teenage girl in the living room, where Barker held her hands while Sergeant Paul Cortez raped her or tried to rape her. Mm-hmm. Barker then switched positions with Cortez and attempted to rape the girl, but said he was not sure if he had done so, Bierce told the hearing. Barker also told the special agent he heard shots from the bedroom, where again the parents and the six-year-old daughter were, shots from the bedroom, and shortly afterwards Private Stephen Green emerged from the room, put down an AK-47 assault rifle, and raped the girl while Cortez held her down. Barker told Bierce that Green then picked up the weapon and shot her once, paused, and shot her several more times. Military prosecutors are expected to set out their case against PFC Jesse Spielman, who's 21, Barker 23, Cortez 23, and Private First Class Brian Howard, who's 19.
I didn't hear his name mentioned.
All of them face charges of rape and murder, among others. If court-martialed after the Article 32 hearing, the military's equivalent of a U.S. grand jury, and found guilty, they could face the death penalty. Green, who's 21, faces the same charges in a U.S. federal court in Kentucky, who apparently has pleaded not guilty. He was discharged from the Army for a so-called personality disorder. A fifth soldier, Sergeant Anthony Uribe, is charged with dereliction of duty and making a false statement. He will also appear at the hearing at a U.S. base in Baghdad. Defense attorney Jimmy Culp was blowing chewing gum bubbles while Uribe, sitting next to him, began sucking on a red lollipop during the testimony. I don't know what the relevance of that is, but
it's in here. It shows that they don't care.
They don't care. An Iraqi army medic told the hearing on Sunday he entered the house and found the body of 14-year-old Abir Qasim Hamzal al-Janabi naked and burned from the waist up with a single bullet wound beneath her left eye. Special Agent Gary Grismeyer recounted Cortez's account of the day, quote, "While they were playing cards and drinking Iraqi whiskey, the idea came to go out to an Iraqi house, rape a woman, and murder her family. That's what these guys apparently are doing, some of these troops over there. Just sitting around playing cards, shooting the S, sitting back. Hey, why don't we go down the street there and we'll rape a girl and then murder her family." Cortez and Barker told the young girl to shut up after she was raped. Then apparently Barker told him he poured kerosene from a lamp onto the girl. It was not clear which one of the soldiers set her on fire. 800-259-9231.
So shocking.
You want to create terrorists, you keep these guys over there and let them keep doing this crap. And just having them there is creating terrorists, but this just makes it worse. More on the way. Free talk.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In December 2005, CNN had a special documentary about the inevitability of nuclear terrorism on American soil. When the mainstream media is reporting on such a perilous topic with such candor, it should be taken very seriously. Currently for sale by owner, the ultimate secure home is strategically located in the awesome mountains of southwest Colorado. This patented steel-reinforced concrete earth home was built to withstand any natural or man-made disaster you can name, whether that be a forest fire, an earthquake, or even a full-scale nuclear attack.
The house is completely off-grid with solar electricity and an independent water supply. It even has a hidden fallout shelter with NBC air filtration. Its many self-sufficient and high-security features will amaze you. With nuclear World War III looming ever closer on the horizon, this custom survival home is turnkey, ready for a new owner. For more information, visit www.ultimatesecurehome.com. That's www.ultimatesecurehome.com.
Dry, cracked heels used to be a real problem for me, especially in the summer when I wear sandals. My husband would say, "Your heels are like sandpaper." But then my podiatrist gave me Calyx ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and smooths cracked heels and calluses using natural enzymes. Calyx never stings or burns and made my heels baby soft. Now they look and feel great. If you have calluses or dry, cracked heels, try Calyx ointment. You can find it at Walgreens and Long's in the foot care section.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up whatever you want. Toll free number 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything there totally free. Including the bulletin board system. Over 120,000 posts await you. Over 1,200 people interacting. All kinds of different topics. So go and visit for free at bbs.freetalklive.com. Again, bbs.freetalklive.com. As always, it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And we go straight to the phones and to the fun to Matthew in Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
I just don't understand why anyone would not want the FDA around. It's such a great bunch of people.
100 years now of the FDA.
Yes. Yeah, and guess, and U.S. tells three companies to stop making unapproved drugs.
Uh-oh.
U.S. authorities said on Thursday they told three companies to stop mass producing and distributing unapproved medicines to treat asthma, bronchitis, and other breathing disorders.
Whoa, we wouldn't want anyone to feel better.
No, and it goes on, I'm just going to break the article down a little bit,
yeah.
But the FDA, it says here, let's say three companies, Rotech, Healthcare, blah, 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 produced large quantities of unapproved drugs that did not provide benefits over approved medicines, the FDA said. And let's see here. It says compounded inhalation drugs are not reviewed by the FDA for safety and effectiveness, often are not produced according to good drug manufacturing practice, and typically are not sterile. And this may expose patients to unnecessary risk, says Dr. Stephen Galson, director of the FDA's Center for Drug Evaluation and Research. It's kind of interesting. These drug companies all of a sudden they're producing all these other drugs, but when they're not directly reviewed by the FDA, then they're suddenly not produced according to good drug manufacturing practice.
Really? You know, and it's funny that they say, well, we already have drugs that do this. We don't need these drugs. Well, we wouldn't want to have competition in the marketplace, would we?
Yes, and it's just, here they're putting out other drugs to help people with asthma, bronchitis, and general breathing disorders.
Right.
And suddenly, because they're adding more drugs to the market that have slipped under the FDA approval, then they're not produced with the same ones that the ones that have FDA approval are. Like all of a sudden, there's just some kind of magical lack of their lack of good drug manufacturing practice suddenly disappears when they're not approved by FDA.
they can manufacture and distribute drugs just fine as long as the FDA has said that those drugs are okay, but those same laboratories, those same manufacturing companies all of a sudden become very dangerous when the FDA hasn't said, okay, you can manufacture this.
Okay, you've given us millions and millions of dollars, so
maybe
now you
billions
can
billions.
Now you can manufacture this.
Which is why they're doing this, because what it sounds like, at least what you're telling me, it sounds like they were manufacturing, say, asthma medications that had similar effects as what might already have been on the marketplace, what might already have been approved by the FDA, and they were just simply selling them in competition, and the FDA is protecting those who have spent the $1 billion to get through the FDA process by ordering them to shut down.
It says that it says in the article, the companies argued they were working under a practice known as compounding, in which pharmacists customize formulations for specific patients.
Right, that's what happens. Pharmacists can make drugs right there in your town if they want to.
But they can't do it. So the pharmacist can compound in his pharmacy, but the producers can't compound at their producing lab.
Well, they can't. It's too hard to regulate and have oversight on the pharmacists.
Right.
And the pharmacists are going to do it. This is an old practice. So
I see.
That would be difficult to stop.
It's just disgusting. It's anti-freedom, as one of our callers pointed out earlier. Just more evidence that this is anything but a free country. Thanks for the
Absolutely.
Call, Matthew. We appreciate hearing from you. You don't have the freedom to choose what they won't even allow the companies to put on the table. Sure, you can pick from product A and product B. Those have been patented. Those have been approved by the FDA. They're available over the counter. But product C and D, the FDA hasn't allowed through. So therefore, even though you could have four products to choose from, you only get two. And the two products that you do get to choose from are more expensive than they have to be because the company that produced them paid $1 billion and spent 10 years or 15 years putting it through the FDA process. If it hadn't had to do that, the price might be half as much.
You know, I take a product, it's an echinacea product with like elderberry and golden seal and stuff like that. You know, it's one of these holistic, alternative healing kind of things. And I take it whenever...
Help you go to the bathroom?
No, whenever I feel like I'm getting a cold, I take this.
And
it used to be called Advanced Cold Formula. But I believe, due to the FDA, they've changed their name to ACF.
Because they can't reference cold.
They can't say that
they can't
do
suggest.
That.
They can't even suggest that it might help you.
I almost didn't find it today.
Really?
Well, because
they changed the name.
They changed the name. The bottle looks similar. I was telling the woman who was helping me out, the bottle looks like this, but it's called Acute Cold Formula. Yes,
yeah.
Acute Cold Formula. And then I looked, ACF. That's what this is. And then I looked the ingredients, and it was the same thing. But
they can't advertise.
That's how
it.
I choose to treat my cold. That's how I want to treat it. I don't want to wait until I get a cold and then take a bunch of medicines to treat the symptoms. I want to treat the illness beforehand.
Sure.
And isn't this America, really? Shouldn't I be able to do that?
No, sir.
I mean, why do we need
you
the FDA
know.
For this?
No. Sir, you don't understand. I know you're just a little peon and everything, and you just go to you go and do your radio show every night, but we're doctors, okay?
I don't think doctors in the FDA. Maybe there's a few of them.
He just read the name of a doctor who was one of the head people.
We're
doctors.
A bunch of bureaucrats.
Sir, we're doctors. We have training. We know what's right for you.
Hey,
okay?
It's my body. I get to decide. I don't need a doctor telling me what I can put in it.
Sir,
if I want to go home and drink bleach, what are you going to do about it, doctor?
Sir, we're going to have to arrest you on charges of attempted suicide. You can't win with these people.
It's silly.
You can't win.
Silly.
They know what's right, and they're going to shove it down your throat.
They don't know what's right.
Prevent
you. They think they know what's right.
That's their attitude.
The only thing that's right is if it comes along with a check for $1 billion.
Mm-hmm.
That's when it's right, because it's not right before that. This is a this case that he just mentioned was a perfect example. The same labs that make drugs that are approved by the FDA are considered unsafe, unsanitary.
And what do you think would happen to those labs if they called the FDA back and said, not this time, not shutting down?
Oh, they're,
toodles.
They're in big trouble.
You know what would happen? The FDA actually has its own enforcement division.
Yeah, people, FDA agents with guns.
Yep. Kicking in the doors of a pharmacy, kicking in the doors of labs. These people have raided holistic medicine stores before for doing things like carrying products they weren't supposed to, or maybe advertising potential benefits of these products. Again, the only way you could, if you had walked into the store where, I don't know where you do your shopping, but if you had walked into your little holistic store.
In this particular case, I went to a place called Super Value Nutrition, but I'd like to mention the name of this formula one more time. It's called Acute Cold Formula, and I endorse it.
It was called that.
Yeah, now it's ACF.
You may be in violation of some FDA laws by
But they can kiss my butt.
But if you had walked in and you had seen ACF on the shelf and you hadn't used it before that, how would you know that this was even something that might help you? You wouldn't.
At this point, they're just riding the wave of the business that they've created. I can't imagine. I mean, there's certainly people that work at the stores that are going to say,
they'll recommend
this, it works.
That's the only way you can do it. You have to talk to the individual proprietor and get them to make suggestions. And even then, they still can't say things like, this will cure your cold, or this will prevent your cold. They can say they have to kind of use workaround.
They work around it, yeah.
Yeah. This might help you with your cold.
Yeah.
Nudge, nudge, wink, wink. Try this. What's that, you say? You have a cold? Well, you might want to consider a product like ACF.
Yeah.
I can't tell you that it does anything for the cold, but it might.
It's best if taken just as you're feeling that cold coming on. Once you've got it, I don't know if it does much.
Why would you want to take it? I don't know, but you might want to give it a try. You just have to kind of dance around.
Yep.
It's sad, and it's not freedom.
Doesn't sound like America to me.
800-25... Well, it sounds like America. It doesn't sound like the way it should be. 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. We recommend you call.
By now, it is no surprise that the U.S. ranks 37th in the world in occurrence of chronic illness, according to the World Health Organization. Due to modern farming and food processing practices, our food supply has become nutrition deficient, deficient in nutrients essential to good health. It is time to take back your health. Everyone has the right to good health. Join the self-reliant families, entrepreneurs, and the company pioneering cutting-edge glyconutrient technology. The wellness revolution is projected to be a $1 trillion industry by 2010. We are looking for people who are serious about bettering their lives and the lives of the people they love. Better health is possible. To learn more, go to therighttogoodhealth.com. You have the right to decide what is attainable in your lifetime. You have the right to build a healthy lifestyle that you can share with your friends and family. You have the right to achieve self-reliance and financial independence. And you have the right to good health. Visit therighttogoodhealth.com.
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizeDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizeDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Bobby Lycus with today's Car Clinic Minute. Tom's transportation made him tired and torrid, but then he had a shady idea. When I come back, I'll tell you the tales of the light and dark side of tinting your vehicle's windows.
When it comes to cleaning your vehicle's injectors and combustion chambers, you have two choices. You can treat the problem with off-the-shelf retail products in pretty bottles with little or no result. Or you can use what professionals use with just one tank of fuel. It's called BG44K. You can find it at a shop near you at bgfindashop.com. So, if you want professional results, use a professional product. Remember, it's called BG44K, and you can find it at bgfindashop.com.
Okay, Tom, before you decide to go to the dark side or stay in the light, consider these pros and cons of tinting your vehicle's windows. Pros: filtering about 80% of solar heat, tinted windows can improve AC performance. 2. Since 95% of UV rays can also be blocked, you'll enjoy a reduction in glare and less eye strain. And 3. Tinting makes it more difficult for someone to see your vehicle's contents, which is a pro when it comes to thwarting thieves, but a con for police officers in scoping out what's inside cars and identifying hit-and-run drivers. And Tom, since tinting is an option regulated by the state, check laws before going to the dark side. I'm Bobby Lycus. Like us, you'll love us.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, final segment of the Thursday edition. It's Ian here with you. And Mark, toll-free number 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site, totally free. What do we ask in return? That you join the Amplifier program. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. Totally voluntary, of course, the way things should be. We give you all the archives and the bulletin board system and all those features on our website for free. So AMP is outside of all that. It operates in a different zone. You go to amp.freetalklive.com. You'll learn about the program. You'll learn that it's $3 a month. And what we do is we take that $3 a month in from you, we turn it right back around into advertising the show. We promote the show to more radio stations, to get on more radio affiliates. We promote it around the internet as well. And the purpose, of course, is to spread Free Talk Live and thereby get more people coming across the message of freedom and liberty. So if that's important to you, then you should really consider becoming an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. You get all the details. You'll learn about the perks that you get, like access to classic archives, access to the amplifier-only forums, the call-in lines that are dedicated to amplifiers, and more at amp.freetalklive.com. Plus, don't forget to shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com as well. There's lots of stuff to buy, and we get a percentage of your purchases if you buy through amazon.freetalklive.com. So, Mark, you've got an email that you wanted to get to. It's a follow-up email on one of the topics we've covered over the past few days about animal rights, so-called.
This one's great, and let me jump right into it.
Do it.
Ian and Mark, I cannot listen to your debate that you had last night on animals and ownership without interjecting my critique. I hope you'll open this. You're open to this, excuse me.
Okay.
This is from Metal Giant, by the way, I should have mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, I agree wholeheartedly that the extremists amongst the Animal Liberation Front PETA crowd damage property and threaten lives are among the most deluded idiots to be found on the planet. Most people love animals, as I do so with good intent and are unaware of PETA's flawed ethics, and I'm certain would not support them at all.
I agree. I think most of the people that are members of PETA have no idea what it is they're supporting.
Yep. If they knew what they truly stood for, then they wouldn't support them. These types really do give good people a very bad name. I'm proud to announce that I'm a libertarian and would never force my opinion on others, but would instead try to persuade people by rationale and logical argument to my way of thinking. Hence, I believe that I own myself, as I'm sure you do too.
Yeah.
And I cannot own anyone else, unless, of course, they understand and consent to such an arrangement, which doesn't seem likely, for they possess a freedom of will, and a person's free will is generally agreed amongst the civilized. It should be respected. do unto others as you would have them done to yourself makes a lot of sense. To not respect each other's freedom of will would be to choose chaos over civility. The point being that we all want to make choices in our lives that lead to a civilized, libertarian world, and not a world of chaos and disorder.
Peaceful, like we have today.
Well, I don't... Anyway.
Go ahead.
Peaceful equilibrium is preferential to disequilibrium, and I suppose that's a real word.
Mm-hmm.
We generally do not want to live in a world of dog-eat-dog or survival of the fittest like animals who know no better way of living. However, should force be instigated upon me, it is acceptable for me to resist with as minimal force possible. I'm not sure I necessarily agree with that particular statement. In true survival situations, I think that, you know, whatever force I use, it should be within reason, but the minimal force possible part sounds a little restrictive to me.
Okay.
In true survival situations, life or death, it is acceptable to kill or be killed. It is not acceptable to kill disrespecting another person's freedom of will to live. And to make my point, like it or not, animals also possess a freedom of will. They cannot all talk. They are not all predators. They cannot conceive of things like quantum physics or build lovely governments or make war or fly to the moon like we human animals can. Their inferiority in this regard is irrelevant. If superiority is the name of the game, then I, as a large, powerful example of the human male species, I'll take his word for it,
mm-hmm.
I would have the right to prey on weaker creatures like Ian over there,
yeah,
including my own species, for reasons of, say, food, territory, or just plain lust. We are all different across species, and this should also be respected unless we are in such a position to be true in a true survival situation. You cannot own an animal like you cannot own a child or an idiot. You can, however, be responsible for one. Idiot.
I can't say I agree with him. It's clear that I can own an animal because I can buy and sell that animal.
Well, you
is
could
he
buy...
advocating for not being able to buy and sell animals?
I think that's what he's advocating for. I mean,
well, that's nutty.
There was a time in human history when you could buy and sell humans.
There was, and that's a shame. Is there more?
That's it. It says, if we were all to respect all things and everyone, then we would truly live in a free, civilized, libertarian world. I think he makes a great argument. Here's the reason. I think he makes a great argument in this one line. Animals possess a freedom of will.
My dog can choose whether or not she wants to go and eat her food right now.
Right. She can choose that.
She can choose to go look out the window.
And clearly she wants to live. And I think he makes a good argument here. I'm not saying that I'm ready to give up meat, but I think
I don't see much of an argument at all, really. He just makes the claim. He just makes a couple claims. Read that last paragraph or last sentence or whatever again.
You cannot own an animal like you cannot own a child. You can, however, be responsible for one. Is that what you wanted to know?
I can be responsible for one, but I can't... Okay, so he's saying I can be responsible for it, and presumably I can transfer that responsibility to someone else and get payment for that transfer of responsibility. That's ownership! When you're responsible for something like that, and you can transfer that responsibility, that's ownership! 1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. Because if I can't own something, it's not my property. If it's my property, I'm responsible for it, right? It's my property. I'm responsible for taking care of it. I'm responsible for ensuring that it has a nice, long, happy life,
right.
Et cetera.
Well, the difference with a child is somebody gives birth to that child, mm-hmm. presumably in your family, not always.
Right.
And so it just sort of arrives in your house as yours. Whereas when it comes to a puppy, let's... For example, you have to buy that puppy from a pet store or a breeder or the pound or wherever.
Or buy a dog and breed it and then have puppies of your own.
That's certainly a possibility, but you have to, you know, chicken and egg, you have to get a dog sometime,
right.
And you have to exchange money for that dog.
Yes, you do.
So your ownership, responsibility, I mean, they're
intertwined. They are absolutely intertwined.
And how in a libertarian world would responsibility of this animal change hands? I think it's...
Via money and contracts and agreements. And thank goodness people can own animals. Because as we pointed out several times in the past, when we've been talking about extinction, animals that are going extinct, so-called,
mm-hmm.
We pointed out that Dr. Mary Ruard, in her excellent book, Healing Our World, outlines a situation from African countries, where one African country, and I think it was elephants is what she used as her example, where one African country allows tribesmen to own and harvest products from said elephants.
Mm-hmm.
And the other countries have prohibitions on owning those elephants.
Right.
And if you can't own the elephants, then no one has any interest in protecting them. No one has responsibility for them, so therefore, poachers come in and they take the elephants that exist, thereby sending them on the road to extinction,
mm-hmm.
because there's nobody there that has a property interest in those elephants. If you come onto my property and start slaughtering my elephants, I am going to have a serious problem with that, and you're probably going to find yourself at the face of a bayonet or a gun of some sort, something to stop you from doing that.
In a case of elephant, perhaps a blunderbuss. Well, I don't expect you to know what that
is.
Sure. It's an elephant hunting gun.
Oh, okay. Big old gun. Yeah.
But anyway, to prove that point, all you have to do is look at public housing where nobody owns anything versus a neighborhood where everyone owns a house.
That's all you have to do.
Now, certainly some people take better care of their houses than other people do.
Now, I'd like to point something out. Even though we're advocating ownership of animals, Does ownership of animals mean that some people are going to own animals and do bad things? I'm sorry, but yes, it does.
Mm. There's still going to be some lady who has 60 cats.
There's still going to be some guy that's beating his dog.
Yeah.
And it's sad, it's sick, it's despicable. Those people can be dealt with via the system of ostracization. If you find out that someone's beating their dog, you can go over there and say, "Hey, Mark, I heard... I could swear I saw you beating your dog in your backyard last night. Did I see that happen?" "Yeah, I like that dog. He done drooled on my chair." "Oh, well, okay. That's the last time I'm ever going to talk to you. In fact, my children aren't going to be playing over at your home anymore, and I'm going to tell all of my dog-loving friends that you beat your dog." And that's the one way that you can handle people like that. You can just shut them off from society. And that's, in my opinion, the best way. And remember, if everyone can own animals, that means that you can make up for all the bad people out there. So if there are bad people out there treating their animals badly, not only can you ostracize them, but you can also breed your animals and make more of them so there's no chance that they'll go extinct. If you own the animals, there's 0% chance they will ever go extinct because you will have an incentive to continue to breed them and make more, especially if you're selling them, especially if you're making products out of them.
Well, I think Metal Giant makes a point, and I'm going to think about it.
You think about that. And I'll continue owning my animals. More's on the way tomorrow night. You can join us online. In the meantime, it's Benny in here with you.
And Mark.
Online at freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know?